Hello, everyone. Thank you, Gail, for greeting everyone as they came on. I really appreciate it. It was great to hear your voices, and it's so good to be on the call with you today. I'm really excited to talk to you, and I know Gary is too.
Gary, your mic might be muted.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much, Gail. Hi, everyone. Sorry about that. I hope you can hear me now. I'm delighted to be here. We're starting a new year. It's artificial, as you know. It's just the way that the calendar that our species has adopted for a short while is working. But no matter what calendar we're using, every day is the beginning of a new day, a new year, a new life. So I suggest that we keep that perspective as we interact and not let all patterns of how we ought to interact or how we ought to be behaving or what we ought to be believing disappear or slip away for the moment and be with one another in the present. And let's see what it brings up. I'm talking about what it brings up in you so that you can learn about yourself. That's required for creating authentic power.
Indeed, indeed. So we were feeling that last month we talked about, and all of us have had the holiday season happening. So we're going to be just talking with you about that, because last month we talked about contributing, consuming or contributing, and just wanted to know what, you know, what has been happening with you over the holidays. Were you able to be conscious and realize when you were, if you were feeling like you were going to buy something, why you were buying it, looking at your intention, looking to see if it was coming from love or fear, if you by obligation, in other words, or feeling guilt because you better do something or you would feel bad about it, or if you actually looked at how you could contribute to everyone and yourself during the holiday season. So that's the thing that we really, really want to explore with you today. So it's going to be a very interactive call. We're really excited to talk to you about these things. Beloved, did you have anything else to say?
Indeed. Last time we talked about the commercial Christmas season and the season of love and how different they are, which everyone knows. And it's in that context that we talked about being a consumer or being a contributor. So now the commercial Christmas is over, but the season of love doesn't have to be over. And when we talk about love, we're talking about contribution or fear, which is consumption. So now that the shopping frenzy is over for a while, look, we're going to ask you to look at your life and see what energy you are carrying forward with you. Is it the energy of consuming? That means wanting attention from others, wanting appreciation for what you do, wanting to feel included, or are you contributing? Which means, are you asking yourself, what can I give to this person? Not in a sentimental way, but how can I be present? And while I'm present, paying attention to what my interaction with this other person is creating in me, so that I can learn about me, so that I can be someone who contributes what? Harmony, cooperation, sharing, reverence for life. If you do that, you will begin to make yourself more conscious of the words that you use, of the thoughts that you're thinking, and you'll be able to sort them out. And as you sort them out, what you'll be sorting them into is love and fear. Love comes to you as experiences of gratitude or appreciation or caring. And reverence for life, patience. Fear comes to you in a myriad number of ways. Not only just being frightened of something, but being angry, jealous, resentful, feeling superior and entitled so that you can judge others at your discretion and be right about it, or feeling inferior perhaps and needing to please, not feeling comfortable unless you can see that smile or hear a word of approval or thanks. Fear is also every obsessive thought that you think, like every judgment of others or yourself. And it's every compulsive activity, like perfectionism, workaholism. And it's every addictive experience. And don't think that you don't have any addictions, because you might be fooling yourself. But of course, the obvious ones are alcohol, drugs, food, sex, pornography, shopping, gambling. Anything that is continually creating a craving in you that needs to be satisfied. As you learn about authentic power, you'll understand how powerful that craving really is and why it exists. Because when you satisfy it for a moment, you forget about the pain of powerlessness, the pain of feeling unworthy, the pain of wanting to belong and feeling like you don't belong, the feeling that you're defective or flawed, the feeling that if people saw you the way you see yourself, which is the way a frightened part of your personality thinks that you really are, they wouldn't want anything to do with you. These are such painful experiences, and everybody's got them. And while we were five sensory, pardon me, we turned our attention outward to change the world to cover that pain. We got a girlfriend, we got a boyfriend, we got a job, we got a wife, we got a husband, we got a child, we got a career, we got a job, we got a home. Or if you're, it can be anything. We got a mountain bike, I got dreadlocks, anything to mask the pain of powerlessness. And the pain of powerlessness is what we experience as fear. So, when you're acting on a part of your personality that's in fear, you are a consumer. You are trying to get something from the world. Mm. And it's very important for you to get that something from the world, because your value and your sense of safety depends upon it. When you are consciously looking at your energy and aligning yourself with the loving parts of your personality, you are a contributor. You are contributing energy that you would like to see in the world. You're no longer contributing resentment, anger, judgment. You're contributing appreciation, gratitude, joy. So that's what we're going to look at today. Actually, if you're creating authentic power, you're looking at it all the time. But whether you are or you aren't, you're contributing or you're consuming. This call will help you begin to look at which one you're doing, and if you want to continue doing
and
that.
When.
And when.
Right.
That's right.
Every moment. So we're going to look at both parts of it, and we just wanted to really have
oh,
you.
So I'm sorry, beloved.
Yes,
so just so there's no mistaking, we are always contributing something, whether you are aware of it or not. You are contributing to the Earth School in your words, your deeds, and most important, your intentions, love or fear. So it's not as though you can ever stop being a contributor. The question is, what do you want to contribute? So it's in that sense we're saying you're either consuming or you're contributing. Consuming from others or giving to others. But now we're talking about giving to others consciously.
In love rather than fear.
Correct.
Right. So what we'd like to do is just have you just kind of review what happened over the holidays, and even what's happened in the last couple of days, or maybe even this morning, and look at how you've been either consuming, in other words, unconsciously contributing, or how you've been consciously contributing with love. And just look at the difference between how you feel when you do one or the other. So what I'd like you to do is just kind of be with that for a little bit and just see what were the most significant times you felt that you were consuming over the holidays, and what were the most significant times you feel that you were actually consciously contributing. And, you know, just, and because it's something will come up for you. So if you can, close your eyes and just be with that and see what was most significant to you, because either can support you in your growing.
And you don't have to go back to last month or last week. You can also consider Linda's questions from the perspective of this morning or this afternoon or yesterday afternoon or last night. What were you contributing? Were you contributing the energy of one who wants to give and support and is interested in another person without second agendas? Or were you consuming? Were you wanting somebody's attention or affection or a favor or just a smile?
Mm-hmm. So just be with that for a moment. If you can, close your eyes and just see what comes up for you. Allow yourself to ask that question and see what comes to the surface, what you may, your intuition may support you in seeing something that you didn't even recognize as significant. So just be with that for a moment. Okay, just open your eyes if you had them closed. Of course, if it's not safe, we didn't want you to close your eyes, but just see what comes to you, and I would love to hear what came to you. So just press 1 on your keypad to share. If you haven't been on this call before, what you can do is press 1, and then we'll call on you, and we'll see what happened for you over the holidays, and we can talk about these wonderful, juicy things, the most important things to be aware of when you're contributing and whenever you're consuming. So beautiful. So we're going to start calling on people now. And like I said, if you haven't been on the call before, the way you can share is to raise your hand by pressing 1 on your keypad. So you can go ahead and do that now. And so I'm going to call on Doug. So we'll unmute your mic, and you can begin to talk. Okay. All right, Doug. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, what came up for me, so I remember the days leading up to Christmas that I had this overwhelming urge to buy Leah something. We had made some plans to spend some money on some home improvements, and it didn't work out. So I'm sitting there, a day before Christmas, going, "Okay, I'm powerless here." And I really stopped and set an intention to what can I contribute that had nothing to do with something I could buy, and What came to me is just helping prepare our home for the guests that we had coming that day, without being asked to do it, which was kind of, I think, more my norm would be to just do my thing, and if she needed something from me, she'd come find me and ask me to do it, but to do things that she didn't ask me to do. And I don't know, that's just, the whole day was just, seemed to me, much more co-creation than a bunch of, I mean, we did a lot of tasks and chores, I guess you could call it, but it didn't feel that way. It felt more like we were we were creating this experience for our family and our guest together. So that was my experience.
Oh, beautiful. Sounds like you were definitely co-creating from love.
That was my intention.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Beautiful.
Thank you, Doug. That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm going to call on David. David, we're going to unmute your mic.
Hi, Linda. It's David. Hi,
Hi,
Gary.
Hi, David.
Hi.
So I've got an example where I was taking and not contributing over the holidays. It was kind of interesting because I've been thinking about Christmas for a while and the feelings of obligations of giving gifts. And so I think this was the very first time ever where I didn't give anybody any Christmas gifts at all. And I just thought, you know, kind of sit and see how that feels. And I did notice that there were several members of my family where I could feel pain thinking they wouldn't like the fact that I didn't give them anything. But I still kind of just did my best to feel. But the thing that surprised me was that there was a part of me that wants other people to give to me out of obligation, because I wanted members of my family to come visit me and give me attention and give me a call, and they didn't. So instead of being kind of open and neutral, like I thought I was doing, and being in my integrity by not giving an obligation, I found that I was actually taking from members of my family. So that was an insight that I had.
I bet, David, that's crystal clarity. Very clear. Now the question is what you're going to do with that insight and that clarity of perception.
Right. I mean, the other accompanying insight was obviously this is not an isolated incident. It was just magnified for me during the holidays, and I've been doing it my whole life. And so now my intention is to notice it more. Notice where I'm, maybe my quote love is clingy or needy, and just do my best to create from love and really connect and things like that.
Things like that. That's creating authentic power. That's creating authentic power. Well done. And now that you're challenging it, you'll find that you'll see it more frequently in yourself, which gives you more opportunities to challenge it. Because the more you challenge a frightened part of your personality, the more it begins to lose its control over you. So you're seeing a frightened part of your personality that was giving from obligation, and you challenge that. And then what you saw was that you were actually consuming. You wanted people giving to you, and that part of your personality, I think, didn't care whether it's from love or obligation. It wanted something, and it didn't get it. And you can look at that, the pain of not getting what a frightened part of your personality wants, and even more important, recognizing that as something that has been controlling you for a long time. This is a beautiful example, David. This is really a wonderful example, and we'll send you...
Yeah, and I just want to say one more thing. You know, it was a painful experience over the holidays. I didn't exactly know what was going on with me, but it was only through some support from my spiritual partners to help me to kind of look within that really helped me to see that insight. So I really appreciate the support that I got.
For those of you who are new to the call or to creating authentic power, a spiritual partnership is a partnership between equals for the purpose of spiritual growth, and that means creating authentic power. And you'll find out what we're talking about when you read The Seed of the Soul, if you haven't already. But spiritual partners can't create authentic power for anyone else, in fact, except themselves. They can support one another. And that's what David's talking about and thanking people who care for him enough and are aware enough to support him rather than sympathizing with the frightened parts of his personality. What a friend might have said, really, they didn't give you anything? My goodness, what kind of gratitude is that?
You brought or they didn't come visit you?
Or they didn't come visit you. But a spiritual partner will say, where are you feeling this in your body? What thoughts are you thinking? And do you think this is an experience of love or an experience of fear? Because if it's an experience of fear, then you'll know you can experiment with not acting on it, on this part of your personality when it appears again, and instead acting from a loving part. Well, David, you know all of that. It's very clear. But I wanted to give people who are new on the call here a quick overview into what we're doing and the hugeness, the enormity of the experience that you've had and what you're gaining from it.
Yeah, thank you so much, David. And I want to remind you, we've got a lot of people with their hands up, so I'm going to call on as many as I can. But I also want to remind you, if you think of something that's significant for you that you'd like to share, it doesn't even have to be about the holidays, but something that you want clarity on or an experience that really supported you, I'd love to hear from you. So continue to raise your hands, and we'll just, like I said, we'll call on as many people as we can. So a reminder to press 1 on your keypad, and that will let us know that you have your hand up, so to say. Okay, so I'd like to call on Pam. Pam, we'll unmute you in just a moment. Let's see, Pam. Okay, Pam, you're unmuted.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Pam.
Can you hear me okay? Hi.
I can.
Hi, everyone. This Christmas was really different for me. The last call about contributing versus consuming really spoke to my heart. And what I decided to do different this year was, normally Christmas is a very challenging time for my husband. He has a lot of frightened parts around the holiday.
Pam, can you speak a little louder or get your phone closer to your mouth?
Yes, Gary, hang on. Let me take it off the speaker. Is that
better? Beautiful.
Oh, okay. Much better. Can
hear you. All right.
I could hear you before, but this is much better.
Okay, great. What I was saying is my husband has a challenging time with the holidays, and in the past I would just think, well, that's just how he is, and just kind of dismiss it. When I really looked at what was going on with me about that, I know there was some resentment, frightened parts that resented, and just kind of just thought, well, that's just how he is, and I'm not going to do anything about it, or I can't do anything about it, is what the frightened parts thought. So this year I just felt so different after that call. And so all I said to him was, I said, why don't we just really work together this year to make this the most loving Christmas, and just, you know, really connect deeply and connect with our children and our friends who are coming, and just really be together with this. And it was, and I did it, I didn't really do it to manipulate or to change him, but I know that in my heart, I've just not really been including him. And it was just beautiful. The whole energy was different. I felt his energy was different. He was more engaged. And we talked about it afterwards, and he said to me, he said, this was really a wonderful Christmas. And I love the spirit of the holiday, not just the gift giving and all of that, but I mean, I love the whole significance of Christ's birth. And so it was just so different for me to really be able to reach out to him, because he's not really that interested in creating authentic power. That's not something he's interested in doing right now. And so I know that I've just kind of backed away from that, backed away from him, my frightened part has. And it was just wonderful to re-engage and to just reconnect. And it really was a very significant Christmas for me. I just loved it. So it made all the difference whether I was contributing. I mean, to be aware that I can contribute in many, many ways. I think before I was just wondering, what am I going to get from it, or, you know, how is somebody going to how's somebody else going to contribute and not me? So I was really looking at that from a whole different perspective. So I love that call.
I can just feel that you really contributed from an open heart to your husband by just inviting him, not expecting anything. That was beautiful. No fear involved.
Yeah, it was. It was just wonderful. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's beautiful, Pam. Thank you for sharing that. I really appreciate it. Okay, I'd like to call on Joan. Well, unmute your microphone in just a moment. There, Joan. Hello.
Hi, Linda. Hi, Gary. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hi. Well, I had a different experience at Christmas this time. I have a lot of family events and a lot of extended family and family of origin. And in the past, I have most often felt kind of on the outside, sort of excluded from the family. Not really, you know, I didn't fully participate. And as a result, I felt that there was something different about me or that I wasn't part of the family. And this year, I made a really conscious choice to come from a loving place of contribution and really spend time with everybody in my family and care about them and show interest and be interested in them. And as a result, I had a very different experience. I felt very connected. I didn't feel like the outsider. I didn't feel like the person who wasn't really part of the family. I felt very connected and joined to my family, and it just was such a significant example to me of choosing love over fear. Because in the past, when I'd felt excluded, that was totally coming from fear. And then making the choice to come from love and connect with everyone just gave me a completely different experience this year.
Thanks
for that.
Yeah, it's so beautiful, and yet you didn't realize, my guess is you didn't realize before that you were actually coming from fear. You thought it was actually the way it was. People, you know, didn't really, you were an outsider and all that. And so this year when you, instead of believing that frightened part of your personality that still has that idea, still has those thoughts and perspective, you decided to choose another way. That's beautiful. That's so beautiful to hear that.
Yeah, it was lovely. And you're right, in the past, they didn't realize that I was the one who was creating that.
Right.
I was blaming my family members.
Yes.
That's right. So we're saying that this beautiful Christmas you had is a result of a choice, which is exactly
right. That's
right. And the, and the unhappy Christmases you've had in the past were also results of your choices. The difference is those were unconscious choices. You just assumed it, acted on it, and experienced it. But this time, you consciously chose the orientation you would have toward your family. And in terms of this call, you shifted from a consumer to a contributor. And you were and you went from one person to the other with an interest in what they were doing. An interest in them. Which means you were making yourself available. That's the real contribution in life. The most valuable gift you can give to anyone is your presence, is your awareness, is your being with them and aware and giving. And that's what you did, and now you've seen the consequences of that, of that one conscious choice and the numerous unconscious choices in the past. That's the spiritual path.
And I want to say it was a conscious choice, but I know, Joan, that because I know about frightened parts of my personality, you had to keep choosing that. It wasn't that you made one choice. It was like every day if a frightened part would come up that felt the same way, you would choose again. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to contribute instead and be...
Exactly.
Yeah, because I don't want anyone to get the idea. You just make the choice and that's it and it's done.
That's well said, Linda.
Yeah,
because it came up again and again and again, of course, because those frightened parts didn't just go away. So it came up again and again, you know, with certain people. And then I just made that choice to really think about contributing.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah,
that's beautiful.
That's powerful, Joan.
Yeah, I love
it. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Okay. All right. Well, I'd like to call on Scott now. got your microphone. It's not unmuted yet, but it will be. I'll let you know when. There you go. Okay, Scott,
hey.
You should be able to talk now.
Hi, Linda. Hi. Hi, Gary. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we
yes,
can.
Yes, I hear you. Hi, Scott.
Okay, good. Hi. So I had an interesting experience over, it was kind of the holidays, but it was related more to my wife's birthday. And my wife's birthday is during that time, and she was turning 40. And there's all this sort of society pressure to have this big, you know, event, big party that would, you know, kind of just say to the world, I love my wife, and this is her 40th birthday. But she wasn't actually asking for that. It was just something that I was feeling, and a frightened part that was trying to please, and a frightened part that was kind of trying to acquiesce to that society pressure and to give unconsciously. And so I sat with it for quite some time, and it was quite painful to not make those kinds of plans. And I consciously chose a different sort of celebration involving the children. And we went and we bought these arts and crafts, and we decorated, and we did this big decoration around the house. And then when we learned a song for her, and when she came home, we sang the song to her. And it just felt like it was giving from a much more conscious place, and it was very well received. And I just that I felt after doing that, that it was just a much more conscious way to celebrate her incarnation into this world.
Oh, that sounds so beautiful. It was such a co-creative effort with you and your children
mm-hmm.
to support.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Oh, and it's so beautiful
to
see how much you challenged parts of you that would have done it very differently.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't have been really
connected. It was very painful to
mm-hmm.
challenge. I felt all kinds of chest discomfort. I would have tightness in my throat whenever I thought about the birthday coming up. And, you know, there were times when I would start to indulge that frightened part, and I would start looking things up on the internet and talking to people about, you know, renting this and getting a big haul, or, you know, and then it did not feel right. And in the end, I chose love, and I'm very happy that I did.
Oh, that's really beautiful, Scott. And I can see now that the fruit of your courage to experience the pain of not doing what a frightened part of your personality demanded be done has given you an experience that you couldn't have otherwise encountered or maybe even imagined of depth,
yes.
of a different kind of connection with your wife
yes.
and your children and you as a family. Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, really beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you.
And I'd like to call on Brian. I'll let you know when your microphone is muted, unmuted, Brian. Not quite yet. There you go. Hello, Brian.
Hi, Linda. Hi, Gary. How are you guys?
Hi.
Hi, Brian.
I can.
Okay.
So, as others have shared, the life school call that Gary, that both you and Linda provided last month really resonates with me as well. And the interesting thing is I did a little bit of consuming and I did a little bit of contributing, but I had the awareness to identify when I was choosing either. And I've not had that consciousness previously. And as everybody was discussing, you know, my holidays, I made a lot of conscious choices to contribute. And I'm kind of like Pam's husband. I don't really, a frightened part of my personality has some stigma attached to the holidays and how I react to them. And, you know, what I realized, and I didn't even put this together until this morning, was that when I contribute, I create the ability, I offer the ability or present the ability to others to co-create with me. And what I found is the beauty of, you know, without expectation, when I'm creating from a place of love and I'm contributing, that others in my life contribute to me as well, and you know, without expectation. And I hadn't made that parallel until I was just sitting here reflecting on all the beautiful stories that everybody shared about their holidays and what challenges and what fears and what frightened parts they encountered. And it's just really beautiful because I've given a lot of thought to how I could take not consuming, not taking from other people, but contributing every day in their lives in some small fashion. And you know, that could be a smile. I appreciate that awareness because it's really been powerful. It's really been powerful for me. And it's really created a new awareness that allows me to stay conscious and to choose love over fear.
Oh, thank you so much. That's beautiful. Really, really. I'm in awe of all the beautiful sharing today. It's just been so supportive to all of us on the call. I'm really, really grateful, and to many people who will hear this. It's beautiful. So now what we're going to do is we're going to be in groups, small groups. So what that means, so I would recommend you stay on the call, even if part of you says, oh, I don't want to be in a group with anyone. I think you'll find it really, really supportive and to challenge frightened parts of your personality that want to take off, unless you really have to go, you know, unless there's something. But, you know, you probably put down at least an hour for the call. So let's be in this group together. You'll have three or four people in your group, and what you'll do is you'll be talking, and we'll pose a question or an exercise, and then have you take a time to share. So for those of you that are new on the call, that's what you need to know about that. And so what we're going to do is have you, in fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have you introduce yourself very quickly to each other. So go ahead, and when I ring the chime, I'm going to make sure that your microphones are open only to the people in your group. So what you'll do is you'll share with the people in your group and just say your name and where you're calling from. That would be fine. And whether you're going to go first, second, third, or fourth in your group, that's all you need to say. So the first person, say you're going to go first, and then you can just go right around. So we're just going to give you a minute, and you can just all say your name very quickly, and then I'll ring the chime, and we'll start an exercise together so you can share some things about what we've been talking about. So go ahead and do that right now. So I'm going to go ahead and unmute your mic. So go ahead and speak now. Okay, everyone, I'm going to mute your mics just for a moment to give you an exercise to do with each other. Okay, so what we're going to do now, you'll stay in your groups, but what I'd like you to do is really look at what you want to share with each other about how you contributed or how you consumed during the holidays. Because there's no shame in it. It's really about, was it a frightened part that you weren't aware of, or were you creating consciously from a loving part?
And it can be about the holidays. It can also be about something more recent, if that's more
Absolutely.
Important to you to share.
Absolutely. Maybe it's something that you've noticed since the beginning of the new year. So that's what I want you to share with each other. You'll each have a minute to share, and then we're going to do another exercise after that. So, but let's start with that, and then Gary and I are going to get back on the phone. We want to tell you a few things about what we're going to be doing and all of that. So right now we're going to start with opening your microphones, and then when I ring the chime, you'll have a minute each to speak about. So it's going to be very brief, but you'll have time after after Gary and I leave the call to talk longer if you'd like to. But this is just a little touch-in with each other about what you're noticing about yourself, what you're learning.
At the end of every moment, Linda will ring a chime, and that'll be a time for the next person to start to speak.
Yes. Okay, so now, first person, begin now. Okay, everyone, we're going to mute your microphones just for a moment because Gary and I are going to be, just for a moment, you're going to be able to continue in your group and talk more. In fact, I want you to be, well, first of all, let me tell you what Gary and I are planning to do. So we're going to be getting off the call soon, but you can stay on as long as you'd like. And I wanted to say that we're going to be, a couple of things, we're going to be having a call with you, of course, next month. Between now and next, and the next time we talk, Gary and I are making a trip to India, where I'm really excited. It's my first time to go. We'll tell you about that when we on the next call. If you ask us, for sure we will. And also, we're going to be in Maui in February. And just to let you know, if you know of anyone or you are close enough to come, we'd love for you to be at our event. We're going to do an event. It's like 95% sure, but that we're going to do an event in Maui in February 9th, somewhere between 9th and 11th of February. So we'll let you know more about that on the next. Well, actually, we'll send out an email to let you know about that. And I wanted to ask just one thing, Jen and Renee. I wanted to ask you if you're I know you've only been on the call once, but
or twice
with Renee, but we are going to share this with everyone in the Life School, this audio, and I just wanted you to email me just to let me know that it's fine for us to put your part in. You could just email and just say yes, it's fine. You could just email me at lifeschool@seatofthesoul.com. because we're going to put it up on the website so everyone can be really getting the benefit of hearing what everyone had to say. It was so beautiful. So now we're going to be leaving the call, and you can stay on with everyone in your group. And what I'd recommend that you talk about is talk about how you'll be making a contribution this year in 2018, every moment. What is it that you can do to make a contribution rather than consuming, and just really look at how you can be conscious for yourself, and if you're in the Authentic Power Immersion, of course, how you can support each other as spiritual partners would be, of course, the best way to be able to do that too, is one of the ways. Beloved, was there anything you wanted to say before we got off the call with everyone?
Oh, it's been so good to be with you. To discuss these kind of things is the nectar of life. These are things that are worthy of your and our attention and awareness.
Absolutely. It's been so good to be with you. Really wonderful to talk with a number of you. And so now it's really about you sharing and supporting each other and how you can contribute. And when you find yourself consuming, in other words, in frightened parts, how you challenge that. So be with each other and discuss those things. And we'll get off the call now, but what we'll do is we're going to open up the microphones. So they're open for you now, so go ahead and begin. Bye now.